This is the brief on how eternal life is obtained. Okay, look, we all know death is certain, right? But what happens after? That's the big question. It really comes down to one thing, determining where you spend eternity, either heaven or hell. And honestly, trying to get there by being good enough or doing religious stuff, it doesn't solve the fundamental problem we all have. First off, you just can't earn eternal life through your own efforts. Why not? Because the Bible's clear, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Basically, everyone misses the mark. So things like trying super hard to obey the Ten Commandments, tithing, getting baptized, or just living a decent life, well, none of that actually fixes the sin issue or qualifies you for heaven. So what does work? Well, second, salvation. It's a totally free gift from God. You can't earn it. It's received only by His grace through simple faith. It's explicitly not based on your works, so no one can boast about it. It all centers on God's love. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Think about that. Jesus, who never sinned, became sin for us, paying our debt so we could become right with God through Him. And finally, what's your part in all this? It's actually pretty straightforward. Your only responsibility is to respond by choosing to trust, completely and only in what God has already done through Jesus. You need to believe these core facts, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that He was buried, and that He physically rose again on the third day. You know, the moment you genuinely believe this, God forgives all your sins and seals you with the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is secure forever. So the way to eternal life isn't about what you can do for God. It's entirely about trusting what Christ has already done for you.